This one's from Bill Kay. So, Kane, with your analogy, now, just for those that are just joining, so we're speaking a little bit about list managers, and we had a text coming in from a Crow supporter who was highly critical of Justin Reid and the list management of Adelaide, and essentially said that Justin Reid is the one still in a position, whereas a lot of other Crows figures, senior ones, Don Pike, Brett Burton, Scott Camporelli, etc., Andrew Fagan, have been moved on in recent years, where Reid is still in the job. And I just sort of said that it is the safest job in football, is a list manager or a recruiter. You get 10 years before anyone works out whether you're any good or not. Bill says, so Kane, with your analogy, Cripps, that's Jason Cripps at Port Adelaide, has failed as he has traded to win a premiership and then backflipped and added youth and still hasn't played in a premiership. Ken now has broken the record for most games coached without playing in a grand final. Power bias, says Bill. Well, you can do both, Bill. You don't have to go all young or all old. You can actually invest in the draft while still trading to bring in some experience. I don't think there's any right or wrong with that. I don't want a team with all young players, and I don't want a team with all old players. And has Jason Cripps failed? Well, I don't know. He's put Port Adelaide in a position with a list that's got really close within a kick in a prelim final a couple of years ago, then backed it up with another prelim final. Is that Jeff Parker and Jason Cripps' fault that they capitulated on prelim final day, or is that more a reflection of the players and the coaching? I don't know what it is. I think it would be harsh to say that Jason Cripps has failed, albeit I've been critical of some of the decisions that he has made. But all I guess he can do is provide a squad that gets you to the business end of the season. Then it's almost over to the players and the coaches, would be the answer to your question there.
A lot of sub-questions, isn't it? I mean, at the end, if you really analyse everything, is it purely judged on premierships?
Yes, but they're hard to win. They're so hard to win.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So
you put your team in a position to compete at that end of the season, I think.
So, exactly. So if it's prelim finals, if it's finals, if it's a group coming through, what is the exact pass mark? We're not talking about... So I see GWS not winning a flag by now. That's a failure. Because a lot of the startup sides stack with so much talent, and the talent that they've had that's gone through the doors, particularly sort of around 2015, 2016, surely they'd look back on that and say, well, there's one that got away there.
Yeah, but then the list manager would go, well, gee, I gave us a pretty good shot. Like, we got there. Now, is that my fault that on grand final day we didn't perform, or is that the list manager? But if you have a sustained period over 10, 20 years where you haven't competed or even been in a position like Essendon to win a final, then surely that's a reflection on the list as well. Now, it's too early to judge Adelaide. I'm just reading now on afl.com.au that they're the youngest team by a mile in the competition. 24.1 years of age on average. Now, the oldest is Geelong at 27.6. There's no surprises there. Port Adelaide are towards the top end as well, 25.6. So it is tough to judge Adelaide considering how young they are, and that's been a conscious decision from the club. But at some point, they're 3 years into a rebuild. You're going to want to see the improvement and the progression. 0427 154 166. Pete says, Kane, please keep your blonde hair. You own it now, and it has inspired myself as I hit my 40s.
Yeah, well, there you go. You're approaching your 40s as well. Is this a realistic option for those who are about to enter their 40s or in their 40s to bleach their hair? I'm not sure, but it's 2022. Anything goes.
It's high maintenance, I will say that. It's hard work.
What do you mean it's high maintenance? You've just had a haircut, haven't you?
You got to get the yellow, the purple shampoo out and shampoo it, and it just feels a bit different.
Yeah, right.
You got to, the regrowth starts happening, Hazy. You got to think about, do I colour it again? Do I shave it? I don't know. Too many decisions for me.
I mean, fashion isn't easy. Ask all your mates in Sydney, they'll tell you. just to go on that article as well at afl.com with the average ages and games per group, there's a few interesting ones. And like you mentioned, Adelaide is the youngest. They're also the least experienced. They average 63 games. The scary one is Melbourne. So Melbourne are ninth in terms of one being the youngest with an average age of 25.1. So it's not even like they're stacked up right in their oldest prime where they need to get something out of a bunch of players before they sort of move on, like Geelong is in. It's just ridiculous. The other one probably is Carlton. Their average age is 24.9. Sydney probably a little bit misleading, 24.9, but just in terms of, I mean, how much they rely on their older talent, Kennedy, Parker, Lance Franklin, etc. But Melbourne, boy oh boy, that would paint a picture that, yeah, they're going to be good for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's a good pickup. That's frightening. I guess their challenge will be, can they keep the group together? So Jackson is one of those young players that is out of contract, hasn't committed. Brayshaw's another one who's, you know, not going to be the be-all and end-all if he leaves, but a handy, good, solid citizen, premiership player, plays an important role. Oliver will come out of contract. He's going to command $1 million a season. Petrarca's got the 7-year deal. Gorn's on big money. That will be the challenge for them, is how they keep that group together.